And now to those questionable ties between Israel and Iran. U.S. officials tell NBC News deadly attacks on Iranian nuclear scientists like the one last month in Tehran are being carried out by an Iranian dissident group that is financed, trained, and armed by Israel's Secret Service. The Iranian group has long been designated by the U.S. as a terrorist organization. The Iranian government calls the relation very intricate and close.
Israeli's involvement is 100%. But they are doing with the recruitment and others who place them. This is an Israeli plot, a dirty plot, and it doesn't have anything damage to our nuclear capability.
NBC News senior investigative producer Bob Windrum uncovered this new information along with NBC News chief foreign correspondent Richard Engel. Bob is with us now. So first, Bob, let's talk about this organization before we even talk about the relationship with Israel. Who or what is this group?
It's the People's Mujahideen of Iran. They have been active as a terrorist group going back to the 1970s. In the 1970s, they killed six Americans, three military officers, three civilians. The U.S. has had them on their radar for years, and in the 90s, they finally put them on the terrorist list, where they remain in spite of a lot of lobbying to get off it. They have been the biggest thorn in the side of the Iranian regime for years.
Now, why would they assist Israel, and how does this relationship work?
Well, I think the key thing is both of them have a motive in this. I mean, for Israel, it's trying to stop a nuclear program, and it's trying to use assassination as a tool. This is something that Israel has done in the past. It is not something that is unfamiliar to them. For the People's Mujahideen, according to the U.S. officials, what we're seeing here is an opportunity for them to combine with Israel's biggest external enemy and attack with impunity at the core of their nuclear program. And again, it shows that the Iranian regime, the Islamic Republic, is not as powerful as it is, as it could be seen, because these attacks keep going on.
What else are U.S. officials saying about this? And that from reading this report and this information, no one could be happy, perhaps other than Israel, in the fact that at least five of these nuclear scientists have been taken out. But you heard the Iranian officials saying their program goes on.
The program goes on, but this is obviously having a psychological effect. I think there's no way. But this is not good for anybody. I mean, for the Iranians, this is something they look, it's essentially saying, biggest external enemy, biggest internal enemy can attack with impunity. For the People's Mujahideen, it says they're dealing with Israel, an enemy of Islam. For the Israelis, it's dealing with a terrorist group. And for the United States, what it says is that the great moral value that Israel has is being diminished by them working with a terrorist group on assassinations. So nobody can like this story.
Because this organization has been labeled a terrorist organization by the U.S., does that help in putting any pressure or give the U.S. any negotiating power with the reports that we've seen that Israel may act by the spring in launching an attack on Iran?
Well, the U.S. has been supporting a number of covert operations against the Iranian nuclear program. That's a given, I think.
Right, but not with this group.
Right, but not with this group. And the U.S. cannot act with this group. There is a problem with assassinations. It is illegal. There is a problem with dealing with a terrorist group. But certainly, at the end of the day, these covert operations may help convince the Israelis, all of them, all the covert operations, to delay the attacks or not attack at all.
All right, Bob Windrum, an explosive report. I know you're going to have more for us. Thank you, Bob. Greatly appreciate
it. Thank you.